Welcome to Ellie's Coffee Talks, the podcast featuring creative entrepreneurs in the Basel area over the best cups of coffee in the best cafes. Today we welcome Jelena, an amazing group fitness instructor in Basel. She's originally from Serbia, grew up in Switzerland, and also lived in other countries. More on that later. So she does jumping fitness instructor and pound fit. Hi, Jelena. Yeah,
hello. Hi, everyone.
You want to explain what those two main things are?
Yeah, so jumping fitness is a trampoline power workout. And the pound fit is a cardio strength jam session inspired by drumming. So we're sweating a lot, we're doing amazing strength and cardio exercises, and we're having a lot of fun and joy. Yeah, that's
shortly. I've seen from
shortly.
The videos.
Yeah.
I haven't dared to try yet, but what does a regular day for you look like?
That's an interesting question, as I do not really have a regular day. But if I had to describe, it would be I wake up mostly late.
As Richard.
Yeah, exactly. And then I'm having some routines that just help me start my day right with a positive mindset. So I'm doing a short or meditation in stillness, or I'm doing some guided meditations by Dr. Joe Dispenza. We spoke about it. If someone's interesting, I can tell more about it later. It's just to focus my mind and to be defined by a vision of the future, not to be in the memory of the past. And then what I also love to write down some sentences, what I'm grateful for, or just to feel it. I don't have to write it down every day, just to feel it. What else do I do? Then I eat. Try to eat something healthy, drink my green smoothies. Mm-hmm. As you already know from our challenges, we did, but now we're doing another one. Mm-hmm. And mostly, like my days, most of the time I'm in my mind, yes, having, like, creating new stuff, new ideas for my classes, preparing my events that I'm doing, like, with different kind of themes, or preparing my class. I also like to spend a lot of time outside, so I'm going sometimes out, taking a coffee to go, and sit in the park, and listen to the sounds of nature. Yeah, I just also like to spend time alone, to read something, to be by myself, and just to create something new, to give space to create something new. And of course, if I have some friends who also have time during the day, I like to meet them for a coffee, to have spend good time together. But as I don't know if you have the same experience, like most of people, they work like on this hours that you usually, I'm free, I'm mostly teaching in the evening, so I have a lot of time during the day, so I spend it a lot by myself, or sometimes
with friends.
Yes, sometimes with friends.
Sometimes doing podcasts. Yeah. Do you teach every evening?
No, I give 3 to 4 classes a week, and I try to keep it that way, because I love to do very intense sports, but I also love to give my body some rest so I can recover. So I don't like to push it too hard, let's say. Mm-hmm. I like to keep a balance.
Because you obviously train with the students, because you have to demonstrate.
Exactly. I'm like training the whole time, and I don't know if you have the same experience, so that people can give their best. Sometimes I give more than my best, so I really can motivate the people, get the best out of them, give the best energy, and that's the only way I can do it. Like I cannot do health things, so when I'm teaching, I'm really full in Yeah.
And then it takes a lot of energy, or it also gives you a lot of energy?
It's both. Mm-hmm. It's both. It takes a lot of energy because, of course, you're spreading this out. I am not only working out, I am screaming, I am singing, I am shouting, motivating. And yes, it takes a lot of energy. But of course, with my students, we really like... I can't really say, I cannot even tell they're my customers. Like, we're really like a little family, and we really share a lot together. So spending the time with them gives me also a lot of energy. It's like my meditation. Like, when I'm teaching the classes, I'm in the moment with them. I don't have a life.
You don't think of it, yeah.
I don't think. We also don't have time for thinking. It's really being in the moment and enjoying the moment and just having a lot of fun together. So, yeah, it's both. It gives me energy, but it also takes a lot of energy. Yes.
And then you recharge by being alone.
Exactly, yeah. And it's interesting because I was asking myself, why, like, more and more I like to spend time in the nature by myself. And I was a little bit questioning this, like, huh? Why is this that I'm more and more like to be by myself? But I think it's because of that. I'm in my classes, like, around like 20 people. We're like, that means it's a lot of energy around, and I give a lot of energy, and I just need time for myself to recharge and to do like my positive daily things, just to be by myself and to give this energy also back to myself and to recharge. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm.
I love how we're talking about self-care already.
Yes. I think every time we are together, we're talking about this topic.
Yeah. So a little bit about how we met. Well, it was on the flea market, actually. But
Yes, you were teaching yoga.
Yeah.
The bad taste yoga.
Bad taste.
That was fun. Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was a nice combination.
Yeah.
The flu market and the yoga and the whole
and
thing.
And the healthy food and the coffee.
Yes.
And
we met there. Right.
So we met there, and then we started following each other on Instagram.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then you released the green smoothie challenge,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
And then I started it thinking it was going to be just 5 days.
Yeah.
No, it was supposed to be 1 month. And then I was like, now I posted on Instagram that I was doing.
I'm on this for 1 month. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that's how I think we connected. Because after that, we had a little coffee session to talk about how it went, right?
Yeah.
The whole month, how it is to drink that, and how it brought me to this creating habits thing in other areas of my life, and how grateful I was for this green smoothie challenge.
So, I'm so glad. Yeah.
And you heard similar feedbacks, right?
Yes, absolutely. And as I already told you, like, what was my idea behind? I just did it always for myself, and I realized what kind of benefits I get from it, like, in every sense. And I was always asking myself, how can I motivate people just to try it?
Mm-hmm.
It's not changing your diet, it's not changing the whole life, it's just trying to add a green smoothie and see what happens, if you're less hungry, if you have more energy. And I just thought, like, let's pose this and maybe motivate a few from the ladies and guys from my classes. And I didn't expect much, because I thought, maybe if one person is in this challenge with me, then I'm already glad. So I inspired one person. And then at the first challenge, there was one lady that she really, after this month, she managed to lose 7 kilos.
Wow.
And she felt great. And I was like, oh my God, this is working. So to do this again, maybe more people will be in a boat with us for the next time. And the second one, you were on the second one, so I got really great feedbacks. And of course, I understand not everyone is resonating with this, but I'm now at a point where I think I just spread the message out, and the people who are resonating with this, they will join me, and maybe they will see the benefits of it. And it's such a great way to share your message, share your experience. And I think also people, trust you when they see mm-hmm. you're the example. Mm-hmm. So I'm like almost never mm-hmm. sick. I'm super mm-hmm. fit. I'm giving my all. So I think the thing, it must be something mm-hmm. behind it. So mm-hmm. I like to be the example of this, what I'm trying to not teach, but just
share.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And it's amazing. Like, I'm getting all kind of feedbacks. It's not really about weight loss. It's about your habits, as you said. It's about not maybe drinking coffee every morning, starting your day with some really nutritious food or green smoothie, or just feeling better, mm-hmm. have more energy, mm-hmm. having a better digestion and stuff like that. So now we are on the third. I see, like, I also love, like, now I saw, like, people are reposting my stuff, and I see it's like a little community. It's like a little movement, and it makes me so happy that from, like, a little idea you can really spread a nice message out.
And the other things with the challenge was, I don't know about this one now, but the one I took was plank challenge mm-hmm. also, and
gratitude
practice.
This time, like, the very first I did, it was only about the smoothies, mm-hmm. and then the second one I thought, like, okay, I mean, I'm a fitness instructor, so let's give the people a little exercise they can do on a daily basis, so they can have a stronger core, as most of the people are working in the office and having lower back, upper back problems. And what I found out, and I was also listening to a lot of people who are much longer in this business, that actually the main point with changing, with losing weight, with getting on your healthy lifestyle journey, it's not that you don't know what you should eat and not the workout thing. It's mostly the subconscious programming we have. We don't think we're enough. So it's not conscious. It's most of the people, they don't succeed. Maybe in this part, someone else doesn't succeed. In another part, but especially in the, like, losing weight and being fit and healthy, there is, like, subconscious program, I'm not enough. I'm a loser. I will never make it. And through this gratitude notes, I try to motivate people to write down the wonders that our body's doing. So not focus on the negative things, like, I'm fat and my body doesn't work the way I want, but just focus, like, oh my God, my heart is beating every day, I can breathe, I have legs. Like, I just realized it for myself. Like, I'm saying every day, thank you, I have legs. I could not do this job if I could not use my legs. It's
sure.
It's like we take everything for granted, but it's really not. And with these notes every day, you just train your brain and your body to focus on the gifts we get every day. And maybe one day you fall in love more with yourself and don't focus too much on, I have to lose weight, or I have to. No, just be okay with yourself, and everything else will reveal.
So you teach people to be okay with themselves by this gratitude practice mostly, or other tools?
My idea with this gratitude notes was actually to give people, like, a tool that I'm doing as well, and that I'm sharing because it helped me to change, to focus more on the positive aspects, and as well to not focus on the body image, the way you look, but just to focus what kind of amazing things your body is doing every day for yourself. If you're healthy, you're already lucky. We could not do all the things we are doing if we would not have our health. So just that they focus more on what kind of amazing things their body is doing for them, and not the way they look if they're not in the shape they want to be, or
also the way they feel.
And the way they feel. I think in this gratitude notes there's so much more behind it than just the body image, or like, we have so many gifts. But I also had to learn this, like, I just realized through this that my program is mostly negative. It was not positive. So it's amazing to me. Like, the more I focus on the things I'm grateful for, the more reasons I get to be grateful. Yeah.
And then you cannot really be angry or whatever so-called negative feeling if you start to write or to think about what you're grateful for.
Exactly.
I tried that one day. I didn't want to try that, but I took my journal out and I wanted to write how bad that day was. And and then I thought, no, okay, I'm going to start with the nice things. And then by the time I had reached the bottom of the page with all the nice things that happened or all the things that went the right way, this feeling of wanting to write what was not going well, it did completely disappeared. That's nice.
That's what's happened. And I mean, just as you said, when we really want to write, let's see what's positive and what's negative in my life. I mean, the list of the positive aspects is so much longer. But we somehow, we're programmed that way to, there's one little negative thing that happened and the focus is there. And we stay in this state forever and not really paying attention to all the other great things. So.
That's awesome.
And you know, I have to say one thing, and then I realized that was the good idea to do it with a gratitude notes. I didn't expect it, but the people who came with the feedback, they told me, you know what's the hardest part for me? To write down what I'm grateful for. I'm running out of ideas. And I was like, whoa, we really need this. So, because I'm sure you cannot run out of ideas. Just write things to you. Thanks, universe, God, whatever you believe in. I have eyes, I can see. My lungs are working, my heart is working. I have hair, I have legs. The list is endless.
And if you run out of ideas, you can take it down to, for example, I'm grateful for my food. I heard that from a yoga teacher. But then I'm grateful for the people who grew the food. I'm grateful for the people who drove the food to me and the people who served me today or whatever.
It's endless.
But I also experienced that with a friend. I asked her to write everything that happened in 2018. So with a little reflection, you know, on the year and how things went and what maybe you want to change for 2019. And she only wrote the negative things. She shared with me what she wrote and it was just negative, and I was like, and what about the positive things? And she was like, I don't know what to write. And I was like, are you healthy? Okay, write that. You know, and then she found things. But it's really you have to get used to that.
It's a practice. It's really a practice.
You share it in class also then, not just on Instagram.
I shared it in class, but I didn't push it in the class. Especially, you know, with the green smoothie, I don't want to push people to say like, look, this is the lifestyle, you should do this. I shared it and then I let it be. I didn't like ask the people all the time, because I realized the people who were interested, they will come and ask me. And some of them, they also needed time, because a few of them were a little bit like, what is this for? Is this really working? This is not a real detox. But now on the third one, they're in. So some people just need more time to see, what is this exactly? How does this work? And I think also when, this one, I love to share also the stories of other people who are tagging me, just so people can see. We are a lot of participating together in this, and it's a big motivation. When we are all together in this. So I know I'm every day drinking my smoothie. And I know I'm not the only one. There are other, I don't know, 10, 20, how many people joining us.
I was trying to so I also posted it on Instagram. And then I was trying to motivate people in real life at work. And it didn't really work out. I was like, green smoothie tomorrow. Plank challenge, let's do it. They're like, I hate planks.
ew, what are you drinking? It's disgusting.
I was coming with my green jar every day, yeah. You know. But some then started and yeah. Some thought, oh, okay, looks cool, yeah. Or maybe I'll try.
Yeah,
or
maybe. Yeah.
Cool. Did you have intentions for the new year or anything new you wanted to do this year, different, personal or professional, since it's January still?
I cannot really say I had intentions for the new year, as I'm more and more realizing this concept of time and new year, like I'm less and less resonating with this, but I'm like as I'm meditating and I'm doing this guided meditations, I am actually every day visualizing and I'm trying to change my perspective and change my life and open for the best to come, and I have a lot of ideas and I'm just slowly step by step working on them. And I'm also a person, I realize when I have a big idea, I don't share it straight away because mm-hmm. I think this is how I lose a little bit of energy. So I keep it for myself. I like more actions than talking about something mm-hmm. too long and not really making it happen. Mm-hmm. So I have some ideas and I have some plans, but I'm not like putting deadlines or forcing myself. I'm just opening up, expecting the best. And I also trust more and more as the more I work on myself, I see that things started to reveal or the right people enter my life who really help me with the stuff that I'm into or that I'm planning to do. So I'm just more in this kind of mindset. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You kind of let it happen, but do you also take the first steps towards that bigger thing?
I always take action. I always take action because I'm this kind of person. I'm not a passive person. I'm always like going for it. I also love challenges, and I just love to go for it and to make it happen. But I am learning to not force things. And when I see something is not feeling, like when something starts to feel like a struggle a little bit, it's, I realize now and I learn now, this is a sign, let it go. I just relax, and you have the intention. Mm-hmm. And I think the energy is out, so when it's the right moment, it will come. So if it feels good for me, I take more steps, and if it starts to feel like a struggle and I'm having inner resistance, then I, it's like info for me, okay, relax.
But so I was struggling with resistance, and it was couple weeks ago, I didn't know exactly what you just said, mm-hmm. like when it starts to be a little struggle or when I start to feel resistant towards something, then I don't know if I should stop doing it completely mm-hmm. or if I should push a little bit to see what happens, because mm-hmm. then it's what the work starts then, or it's what I think that mm-hmm. if you push through it a little bit, it depends how much, of
yeah,
course.
Yeah.
But kind of like, okay, just do it. And that's what happened. Mm-hmm. And now the resistance left mm-hmm. for one thing. And for the other thing, I figured out, okay, yeah. this I let go of. And the other thing I pushed through. And but I'd love to hear from you if you can notice or realize what it is earlier, you know? Mm-hmm. Not the whole week, what should I do? And 1 week mm-hmm. is okay, but
yeah.
Do you have tips on how to recognize these things?
I really think it's for every person different, as we all have different kind of ideas and programs and the way we deal with stuff. But I'm trusting more and more if something doesn't feel right or like a real struggle. If I, when I told you, like, I let it be for a moment, I just try at this moment to focus on the things that are working And somehow, maybe in a few hours or in a few days, it will reveal itself and I can continue with the whole project with a better vibe.
You don't drop the project.
No. I just let it be for a moment and till I get into another vibe, another energy, and then I continue with it. But if I'm going for something, it's really because my intuition is telling me this is your thing. I'm not pushing stuff which I'm not really sure. But if I have like a very strong pull and joy inside myself where I'm thinking about it, then I'm going for it, even if it gets hard. It's just maybe on the way when something gets a little bit too intense, I try to let it be maybe for a while.
For a few hours.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's good. And then you don't... I have another example. This week I was trying to cancel my internet.
Yeah.
And... it was in France, so you know, it was like calling, and then at some point they would say, we're sorry, there are too many people calling right now, so after you press 2 and 1 and 4 and 3, you know, and then we're sorry.
Oh my god.
And then they just hung up and I was like, oh my god. And then the dragon in me
came out.
And then you call and then the guy cannot hear you on the phone and you're like, and I was exploding, and my partner was like, maybe you leave it for now, huh? Yeah. Okay, and then I did it the next day, and it was fine.
Exactly.
The first time.
Yeah. It's just when you're in this negative vibe, then it goes on this way. And then when you just leave it for a moment, maybe next day is a new day, and then everything just reveals the way it should be.
Yeah. So for the listeners, leave it for a few hours, come back to it.
Focus on what's going great, and then let's see.
It's true, yeah.
Maybe it will solve it by itself.
Yeah. So you don't want to talk about your future projects right now too much, or a little bit, or a little...
Yeah, I can say, like, the next project I'm having, or the idea, it will be also in the fitness area. And this project should actually also spread awareness about the way we consume stuff and what kind of what's the background of the whole thing. And I want to offer a product that I also wanna what I'm winning of this product, amount I want to save and give back to some areas that I found, just to support some things, what is going on in the world and with the environment and maybe with people who are less unfortunate than we are. So this is a little bit my idea,
And for this year.
It's for this year, I'm on it. And what else? I also with the fitness classes, I have like 6 months a new idea coming together in my mind with all the things I found important in fitness and well-being. And maybe in the next few months, I will try to offer this program and see how people like it. And,
Like workshop or. Online.
It will be maybe... No, it's not online. It's also like teaching a class. Yeah. And as soon as I have it all, like not really figure it out. I will just start and see. I have the idea and I just have to try it and see how it's going. Yeah.
I have so many questions right now. I don't know how to start, but...
Let's see how long this podcast will go.
And then you meditate 20 minutes. And no, how did you start with teaching? How did it all start?
Yeah. So, first of all, maybe also to motivate someone, I would like to say that I was not a few years ago in this fitness world and not really having the idea I would be teaching classes. I was doing like. a normal job. I was actually, before I entered the fitness world, I was working in Barcelona for 2 years in a bank. So I was in the office, and it was a great experience. But as already I worked in Switzerland as a salesperson and working in the office, I just realized, like, I'm really trying to fit into something that I'm not. I felt always in the office like in a prison. I don't like to sit. I have a lot of energy. I like to move my body. And then I had like a little crisis in Barcelona, and I spent a lot of time by myself, and a book appeared in my life. And suddenly I just got like this enlightenment just came up, like, oh my God. I was reading a sentence and I was like, oh my God, it has always been clear. I'm interested in music, dancing, movement, fitness, nutrition. This is what I should be doing. Like, oh my God, it took me how many years? 27 years to get this. And then I came back to Switzerland and started my fitness instructor
certificate.
Yes, to get the certificate. And I was working in a gym, and I had amazing experience there. I had also great bosses, and we had a really great time. And then one of the bosses showed me one day a video, like, look, Yelena, we opened a new gym in Zurich and we want to promote something new. So what do you think about this? And he showed me the video of this jumping fitness trampoline workout, and I was like, oh my God, I love it, I'm gonna do that. He said, yeah, I'll send you to the course. I was like, perfect. I went to the course and I just knew it. I love this because it's all what I am. It's jumping and music and not really dancing, but the way you move, you know, it feels like you're dancing, you're working out, and you're having a lot of fun. And from the trampoline, you get so many endorphins and you feel great. And then I started to give some classes in Zurich, but then more and more this very strong
intuition
came up, like, I should be doing this here in Basel, because there was just one place who did it and it was not really big. I didn't really hear from it. I had to search for it. And yeah, this idea was just, it was just like pushing me, you know, like, oh yeah, let's inform myself. And the whole thing like started to change, that the fitness center was sold. So it was like life pushing me towards this. It was like all happening for me. And when I realized how easy it was to buy the trampolines, to find a room, to just get started, you know, I'm a person, if I feel I have to do it, I just quit the job. And I was like, I'm just going to do this. I don't know how. I don't know if I really have enough money, but I'm just going to do it. I don't have to figure it out, because I felt such a big passion for this. And I just had, like, I had a feeling this is going to be big. I don't know why I had it. I just had it. I just felt such a big excitement that I knew. And as well, something else to let people know who wants to start something for themselves. That didn't mean that I had all my classes full. Mm-hmm. So I just started. And I had 3 classes. And on Monday, no one came for weeks. On Tuesday, one person came per week, and we were one-on-one for weeks. And Wednesday, maybe 2-3 people. And it was like that for weeks. So I was just so passionate about it. I was patient. And there was one good thing that I'm realizing now, what I did well, is I was not focusing on the people who didn't come. A lot of people do that. They're asking, why do people do not come, and what am I doing wrong? I was really always somehow focusing on the people who came. I appreciate it so much. They come to support me. They believed in me. So I was always like there with my focus, and it started to grow very fast. Yeah, and maybe what can I add? Yeah, I would also add that I think this is really important if someone wants to start something like for themselves, that your motivation should not be just the money, because the money is not coming at the beginning. You have to feel some passion and some love for this, because this is what you're going to be with for a few months, maybe even years, you don't know. Because if the motivation is, oh, I'm going to start do this and then I will all earn a lot of money, I think you will close down very soon. So, yeah, that's what I can share.
So But you did quit the, or they closed down, you said?
No. They sold the whole fitness to someone else bought it. So and just the conditions they gave me, I was not, I didn't like the conditions.
Okay.
And I'm a person, like, I think I'm the only person in my surroundings. I never wait for not, I just quit.
Mm-hmm.
I always, like, in job and in business life, I was very courageous. I mm-hmm. never, like in Switzerland, everyone would think, mm-hmm. are you crazy? You quit a job, you don't even have a new job. So I always had to hear these kind of sentences. But I just had to go for it. Mm-hmm. When I'm not happy somewhere and mm-hmm. I don't feel good, mm-hmm. I just had to quit. Mm-hmm. And then my motivation was so big. And I just knew, I'm going to find something mm-hmm. somehow. I'm going to find. And at the beginning, I also had a part-time job with Veggie Man.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a great thing. And I thought, oh, that's great because he's doing vegan burgers. Mm-hmm. I'm vegetarian. So that fits very well with my idea of... Mm-hmm. what I want to support. So I did, of course, at the beginning, a part-time job. There were also times where I didn't have other jobs. I could live off that now, but I'm still from time to time having part-time jobs just because I love to travel and mm-hmm. it's an extra money for me. So,
yeah.
And I'm having time. I'm having a lot of time, so I can
That's
do it.
That's the most important,
yeah.
Right?
I hope I answered your questions.
You did. Thank you. maybe now that we went back in the past, we can go in the future. And how do you see your life in 20 years?
Wow. That's a great question. I realized I'm a person who is not... Like, I feel that I'm expecting the best, but I'm not going very far with mm-hmm. my mind making plans where I'm going to be in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really enjoying more and more being in the moment and just expecting the best for me. But if I should answer this, I would still love to be in this area, like fitness, inspiring people, spreading joy, spreading good messages. Traveling the world is always on my list. Priority.
Spreading the messages, traveling the world at
oh my
the same
God,
time.
This is that's my new
That's
going to
come on the vision board.
That's on the vision board.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Everything is possible. Yeah. If I should have to answer, then
yeah,
it will be this.
Okay.
Spreading the message, fitness, nutrition.
You basically already do what you like, what you love.
Yes,
so.
Yes, that's true. And also it's funny because lately, like, people are telling me, oh my God, you have it amazing, you travel so much, and you don't really work a lot. And then I realized, okay, I really asked myself a few years ago a question, how do I want to live? And I just said it like that, like, okay, I want to do something that I love.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to work a lot,
mm-hmm.
earn enough money so I can travel as much as I can,
mm-hmm.
travel all the time, and just having a lot of time for myself. I don't want to be a slave, you know, like working
mm-hmm.
my off just to have more money.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have enough money, but still being able to do stuff that I love. And it's interesting, I think once you make the decision and you're clear about it,
mm-hmm.
it will appear in your life. It will.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what I also did that last summer, and it's manifesting right now.
Yeah.
It started in August and it's really manifesting.
Yeah.
And I find when you don't really put... Of course you can set or manifest precise goals,
mm-hmm.
but or countries you want to go to. But if you leave it a little bit open
mm-hmm.
and go more with the feeling and what is it you really want
yeah.
or how you want to feel, then it kind of creates where more doors can open and
exactly.
you're not expecting. Like, for example, I always wanted to be a yoga teacher
mm-hmm.
and then I was like, I'm going to be a yoga teacher, you're going to be a yoga teacher
mm-hmm.
and that's what I did. And I very recently, I'm taking a break. We'll see
yeah.
where it's going, but it was too or focused on the goal and not enough on the purpose. Of course, teaching is nice, it makes people feel good and all these things, but now I see it in a different, from a different perspective, and now I could go back to it because I would come from a different angle, and I could serve way more from that perspective. So yeah, not putting a name on what you want to do, job title or whatever.
Exactly. There's an amazing quote that I really love, and it's really true, that life has a much bigger plan for you. And somehow it's true, like you have your goals and your plan, but when you leave it a little bit open, you know where you're going, but just don't like force it and fix everything. It has to be that way. Life really brings you to places and people enter in your life and circumstances appear that you would never imagine.
That's true. So you visualize these things in your meditation?
Yeah, more and more I'm doing this. Like now I'm doing it consciously.
Yeah.
I think I did a lot of... I mean, that's what I'm learning from people I'm listening to and I'm reading in their books, that we are all visualizing all the time. But we are not conscious of it. And most of the time we are visualizing the negative stuff we don't want. So now I'm choosing more and more to be aware of what I want, and I'm visualizing it, and it's really like the end of the year just got me like, wow, life, wow. So it's, I'm like blown away what kind of things appeared in my life where I was like, this is really, I had to have a conversation with life, with the divine, whatever, and just to say like, is this really true? Thank you. Like, and it's happening so fast. The more you're in this and practicing, it's happening so fast. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I visualize parking spots in the city.
I try that too. It's not always working.
It does for me. Well, sometimes I have to go a little round or two, but then
you're like, my intention is there. It will appear at the right moment.
Yeah. No, and it does. It's funny. And one time it appeared, but it was a little bit too tight. And I was like, okay, next time you visualize or you ask for a parking spot big enough so you don't have to touch the other car behind and in front 10 times, French style. It appears.
it's really... Yeah, it all sounds like you read about it and you hear other people saying it. But before you don't start to do the work, you cannot expect miracles to happen. I mean, maybe they happen, but when you start to do the work, then you really see, oh my God, this is all true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just the beginning for me, I feel. Yeah.
And you think at some point you will share these things too?
Maybe. But... I feel first I want to live it, not only understand it in my head, like fully understand it also in my being, and then maybe I will be able to share these kind of things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I'm doing it with my closest friends who are open-minded to these kind of things, because not everyone is open for this, but it's interesting because the more people I would never expect, the more people I meet, I think I'm just in this vibration. People appear, we're in the same. Yeah. People are waking up and seeing that there are other things in this life.
Totally. Uh-huh. I notice it too. But or maybe it's because we choose that and then we attract that, or I don't know.
I also see this as a possibility, and our focus is there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really like, your energy goes where you put the focus.
Mm-hmm. Energy flows where attention goes.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's written on one of my pulley.
I like this quote.
Yeah. It's so true.
It's not a quote, it's the truth, actually. Yeah.
Okay, let's come back to more random things, maybe. What's your favorite thing to do during your time off? Or a favorite top 3 or top 5?
Mm-hmm. So my favorite thing to do is definitely traveling. I don't know if you mean day off or just time off in general.
Holidays.
So
my favorite thing is holidays.
No, really, I just came back from a trip 2 weeks ago. And I'm just realizing more and more when I'm traveling, I'm the happiest, the purest self. I love it so much. I love to discover, to explore. I love to challenge myself, because it doesn't mean that I'm not in fear sometimes or that I don't have doubts, but I just do it anyway. And every time I'm there and I'm coming back, I'm so enriched with the people, with the new cultures, with things I learned. So for me, if someone would ask me, what would you like to study? There is no studies for me that can teach me more than traveling and being in these different kind of countries with different kind of people. So this is my number one love. Then I love music, I love to dance. So I'm a born dancer. I was always dancing. Since I'm little, I did first like some Serbian folklore dances, and then later after my 20s I did some animation dancing with some costumes, like this Ibiza style dancing. And I did all kind of things. So what else is my favorite thing to do? I love to be in the nature. Just to feel this energy of the nature. I'm always so amazed. I mean, the more I'm open for it and focusing on what kind of beauty is surrounding us, the more I experience amazing feelings when I'm in nature. I love to be in stillness, read books, listen to music, dance around, and that's what I love to do.
Okay. Coffee with friends.
I love to spend and have deep conversations with people who are open-minded, but I also love to have conversations with people who are not.
And
then I also learn, but mostly I learn about myself, where I'm like...
Where it triggers you.
Yeah, what triggers me.
Yeah, exactly.
I love, it's really interesting, I love to be with people, but then I also love to be by myself and alone. Yeah. I love both. I need this balance, otherwise I will... I'm not the person who always has to do something around people, and I can also do stuff by myself. Like traveling, most of the time I travel by myself. I just love, I'm so open, and actually you're never alone. You have to choose to be alone because you meet so many amazing people.
What was your last trip again?
I was in Thailand and in Myanmar.
Yeah,
so it was an interesting contrast, because Myanmar was really new for me. I had never been there before, and it was interesting to see. First of all, it's beauty, but you also see there are not a lot of tourists, and it's all working a little bit different. And it was a great experience. Yeah, so much beauty. Yeah.
What's the next trip?
The next trip is, I think, like most of the time, I don't even plan my trips. Like even the big trips, I just let myself being inspired by someone or something or some friends. But what I for sure have in plan is in March I'm going to go to Serbia to figure out some things for my new project. And I think in April I'll be in like a week-long progress workshop with my one of the favorite persons on earth, Dr. Joe Dispenza. I hope I will get a spot. It's going to be Mallorca.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to this. Mm-hmm. And then the rest, I'll see. Mm-hmm. I have time to travel, but I love myself.
So you do study things like that? Because you said that I'm not really interested in studying necessarily. I'd rather travel. Mm-hmm. But you do take those kind of courses.
I mean, until now, I didn't. I was on some workshops. And I'm just now at a point where I was on an event in October from Dr. Joe Dispenza. He was here in Basel. And after this day, like, that was like, this experience was just like mind-blowing. I got a boost, not for a few weeks, I got a boost for my whole life. But I just think I resonate so much with his teachings. That's my thing, you know? And I'm just so much in love, like I'm in love with who he is and what he's teaching, and I think this is life-changing. And I really want to spend 1 week there meditating. Like, he does a different kind of meditations and just teaching your body and brain.
How to change.
How to change, how to get rid of the old energies stuck in your body that are keeping you from living your dream, you know? Mm. So I'm really, like, very open for it, and I want to go full for it. So, yeah, I hope I will get a spot.
Great.
And to be quick.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to hear what happens there.
Yeah. Mm.
So I always have this little self-care question, but I think we already kind of replied with nature, being by yourself, meditating.
Yeah. Writing, gratefulness notes. I also watch a lot of podcasts by inspiring people. This is like also self-care for me.
Okay. Do you have any favorite podcast?
What I do watch a lot is the podcast The School of Greatness from Louis Hulse. And I mentioned well before the Ed Milet. He also invites very inspiring people who just started from zero and now they're having big success. So I like to listen to people who really started from the bottom and now are super successful, because this is where I want to go. I don't say I'm successful means for everyone something else, but those are the people I want to learn from.
What does it mean for you, success?
Hi. Now, at this moment and this phase in my life, it means that I can live a peaceful, joyful life, and that I can share positive things with other people and inspire them, and that I can just be in peace with myself. And of course, I mean, a lot of people maybe it means success for them to be wealthy and have a lot of money. I was for a long time like, I don't really need this. But now I'm realizing I'm living in this world and I'm able to have everything what this world offers. So maybe one day this will also be like success for me to earn more so I can give more, to spread more.
And you're really not focused on this money component?
Not at all. But I'm open for it.
Yeah.
I mean, if more money wants to flow in my life, I'm totally perfect with it, because I can do amazing things with it, you know. I don't see myself like having more money and buying cars and stuff and material stuff. I see myself more in having more money or more energy and traveling,
more.
Learning more, maybe sharing this wealth with other people who need it or donate in some things that I'm standing for. So this is how I see it.
My next question was, what would you do with more money, for personal life or business? So you just answered.
Yeah, I think in business, I met a super inspiring person, and he also let me know that actually investing in yourself and some more life programs where you learn more about the business, or investing in your business, is actually a good thing. When you invest in yourself, that's a good way of investing.
Yeah, because working for yourself is working on yourself.
Exactly, yeah. So that's one thing for sure. And if I invest in my business automatically, I see myself like earning more money means I can share more. Yeah, I can give more away.
Touch more people.
Exactly, yeah. And help someone else. Because I think we all, like, not all, but most of the people just got raised with this mindset, oh no, money is bad, and you have to work hard, and you have to suffer, and blah, blah, blah. And I was also like growing up like this, but now I realize this is not even true. Like, all the people I'm listening to, they say, this is energy, it's just energy. And even though we would, that's so interesting, and I really think this is true, even though we would take all the money, and share it to all the people, it will still go back to the people who think they're worthy of the money. Like all the poor people with a poor mindset, it will disappear because they cannot cope with this. They don't think they're worthy to have it. So I'm also like opening myself up to make sure, like, don't block it if it comes in your life. It's great, you know, you can do great things with it. And of course not for materialistic stuff, but if someone feels that makes him happy, okay, you know.
And you said you have a lot of time, and but what would you do with even more time?
I think I would just do even more of what I'm doing now. Use it even more for more creative things, spend it with people that I love, traveling even more.
Look at what you're doing now.
Yeah, what I'm doing now, yeah.
It's great.
Exactly.
It's great. Well, if you already shared also a few things, but what did you learn, or what is the most important thing that you learned that you want to share on your journey to entrepreneurship?
I learned so much, and I don't know if I already told you this, like, I think I learned more in the last 3.5 years than I did in the last over 10 years that I was working for someone else. And it's really learning by doing. You don't have to figure it all out to start. You just start if you feel passionate about it. I think that's the sign you should go for it.
Yeah.
And I also learned, mostly I learned a lot about myself, really, a lot about myself, what I'm capable of, that you can really, like, work now means for me creating and inspiring other people, and not only I'm working to earn some money. I think because my focus is not there, or like, oh, I want to make more money and I have to work harder, it flows somehow, because my focus is more, I want to share more ideas, I want to do this special with this kind of music, and I just want to spread love and joy, and people feel happy after my classes. And of course I learned a lot how to run a business, what kind of things are in the background, what you have to pay attention to. I also had a lot of people who came into my life who gave me some great informations, like how should I do it better, what else, to deal better with people, because I'm all the time with people, so how to communicate, how to be open to ideas, but still not letting people tell me what my business should look like, because I have the feeling what is my idea and how it should look like. But especially, socializing with people, and even though things are not working maybe the way I think they should work, just keeping, being faithful and keeping it calm until things reveal by itself. I think those are the things.
Any tip for someone who would like to start, or who's scared to start their own thing?
I would say the first thing is to ask yourself, I mean, if you have an idea, this idea didn't come just like that to you, maybe that's your purpose, maybe, I don't know, and are you really passionate about it? When you think about it, when you visualize, do you feel like excitement and joy? And I think if yes, then go for it. Fear, maybe it's always there, but I think if the excitement is really high, so of course we all have fears, and we don't really know how to do it. But I think you should just take little steps, start to inform yourself. And then if you, like with me, it was all like going so smoothly and so easy. And that was the sign for me, oh my God, this is so easy. So I should just continue doing it. But if you feel like passionate about it and excited, then go for it. Mm-hmm. And on the way, you will learn what else you need to learn. You don't have to have it all figured out, mm-hmm. because I think no one really does. You just learn the most on the way.
Learning by doing.
Learning by doing. And just go for it.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So would that be... my question was... if you could write a note to your younger self in only two words, what would it be? But we can say three words and it would be maybe go for it to your younger self.
I think first of all, I would say to my younger self, you are enough and you're worthy of everything you feel that you are and imagining to be, mm-hmm. because I had loving parents, but they didn't have this mindset.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I would really let my younger self know you are enough.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're worthy of love and everything what your heart desires. And as well, you will have beautiful things happening and also struggles, and it's okay because it's life.
Mm-hmm.
Both is life. It's the balance between the two of them. But yeah, I mean, I would not have all this journey if I would maybe have all this information from since I'm a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're worthy.
You're worthy, mm-hmm. and you're enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Okay. I have the chills.
I had other questions, but I think I want to finish with this. it's so nice. So if people want to meet you in real life, they will go to Vartek, right?
Yeah.
Where you teach.
The best thing is to get in contact with me through social media. I have a webpage and I'm on social media, Facebook and Instagram, and then contact me, as I'm having limited spots. If they just appear in Vartek, I would love to welcome them, but maybe have to tell them, sorry, all the trampolines are full.
Yes, so book first.
So, yeah, they can contact me, and I will welcome them and let them know when I have free spots. For March on, I will teach an additional class, as now the classes are, especially for jumping, quite fully booked, but there are also always some free spots. And
your Instagram is fitness?
Yeah, Fitness by Jelena, and Facebook as well, Fitness by Jelena. And there is my webpage, my telephone number, and then they can find me there, contact me, and they're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to have joy and fun, they're on the right spot. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you. It was my pleasure. And I love that you're doing this. It's really amazing.
Let's see how it comes out, huh?
Yeah, I know it would come.
Thanks.
It would be a good thing. Thank you.